Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Ben Winder, and today is December 16th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Once in Royal David's City, and we're in the first stanza, where it says, Once in Royal David's City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. Our scripture today comes first from Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5a. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be a ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. And now from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 6. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Matthew, more than any other gospel writer, perhaps because he wrote primarily for a Jewish audience, looks back to the Hebrew prophets of old to find in their prophecies foretellings fulfilled in Jesus. One of the most famous of these is his reference to Micah's prophecy about a ruler for all of Israel originating in ancient times who shall come out of Bethlehem. According to Matthew's gospel, the chief priests and teachers of the law, when Jesus was born, were familiar enough with this prophecy and its interpretation to answer King Herod's question about where the Messiah was to be born assuredly. The Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, literally the house of bread, was King David's hometown, Joseph's ancestral home. It was for that reason, according to Luke's gospel account, that the census of Caesar Augustus seemingly serendipitously led to Jesus, the Messiah, being born in this ancient backwater, and not where his parents normally resided in Nazareth of Galilee. Of course, we know it was not so much serendipity as it was divine providence. Micah foretold the Messiah would be delivered in Bethlehem, the very bread of life born in a town called the House of Bread, which while it was thought to be a nowhere place by the powers of Rome, was for the people of Israel the cradle of royal greatness, David's royal city. Yet the Messiah was not born into a royal cradle, but with a feeding trough for his bed. God's Messiah showed up just where God promised he would, yet not at all in the way people expected. No doubt, this Advent season will be the same for us. God's Messiah has promised to be with us always. He will be, but probably in a way different and yet more beautiful than we could have ever expected. Prepare for God to be faithful to God's promises. God is always faithful. And prepare to be surprised, for God rarely is faithful exactly as we would have anticipated.